Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for October 1st, 2023 is based on 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 21. And the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon is based on our fourth guiding principle at Resurrection Lutheran Church. As recipients of God's grace, we extend grace, love, and peace to all.
And now our reading, a reading from 1 John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Our second reading, it comes from the Gospel of John. Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, the one who first loved us. Amen. This is the fourth week in our five-week sermon series that focuses on our congregation's core values or our guiding principles. Those are the five key aspects of the identity of the congregation that makes us unique to our calling of ministry within this community, and it helps to guide the direction of our ministries. So far, we've covered three other guiding principles. All are welcome and invited here. We are kind and respectful to all, and we teach and learn God's word through our Lutheran theology. If you missed any of those past week videos or sermons and want to catch up, you can always watch them on our YouTube page or our Facebook page, or listen to them on the podcast page of our website. And this week we are going to look at our fourth guiding principle. As recipients of God's grace, we extend grace, love, and peace to all. Thanks to Gail Rash, our RLC office administrator, for sharing what this guiding principle means to her in the life of the church.
morning. My name is Gail Rash. I work in the office at Resurrection Lutheran Church, and I'm also a member of Resurrection, and I attend the Contemporary Service. I've been asked to share my thoughts on the following core value guiding principle of Resurrection Lutheran Church. And that principle is, as recipients of God's grace, we extend grace, love, and peace to all. To me, God's grace is a blessing. It is a gift. It is unconditional love. And it's usually defined as undeserved, or you don't need to earn God's love. It is just freely given by God. So we are to be Christ-like. That's what I've been taught. And what a hard thing to do, to extend grace, love, and peace to all when you don't really know someone or they don't have the same beliefs, but we are expected to do that. Whether they believe the same things you do, whether it be in faith, whether it be politics, whatever, whether they're being kind to you or to someone else, we are supposed to extend our grace and our love and our peace to all of them. I was brought up that this goes along with being kind and respectful, which is one of our guiding principles too, is no matter what someone does to you, take the higher road and be kind. Love is not necessarily an affectionate. There's all types of love, and it can be shown through your actions, your speech, your smile, your hug, helping someone. That's what extending grace, love, and peace is to all. What I'd like to share with you now is a prayer I found in doing some research on grace, God's grace, and how we are supposed to show the grace and love that God shows us. But as human beings, as I said, it's really hard to do. The prayer I found was in the Women's Devotional Bible. It was an NIV version, and it was written by Marjorie Holmes. It's entitled Rekindle. O God, give me grace for this day, not for a lifetime, nor for next week, nor for tomorrow, just for this day. Direct my thoughts and bless them. Direct my work and bless it. Direct the things I say and give them blessing too. Direct and bless everything that I think and speak and do. So for this one day, just this one day, I have the gift of grace that comes from your presence. O God, for this day, just this one day, let me live generously, kindly, in state of grace and goodness that denies my many imperfections and makes me more like you. In this prayer, I feel that it says just each day. So for me, to remind myself, this is something I will have at my kitchen table when I start my day with a cup of coffee, and to remind myself before I speak and before I react to remember God's grace, which is his gift of love, which is so important that we are also to show people our love.
I want to thank Gail for filming her reflection. If you couldn't tell, she was a little nervous to record the video. When I asked her if she wanted to do this, I fully expected a no. I've asked her to do other videos before, and she said, no, let somebody else do it. That's okay. She is not one who likes to be in the spotlight. But she believes so much in the mission of this congregation that she stepped out of her comfort zone to try something new and something different, because her words would hopefully be a benefit and a blessing to someone else. And that speaks to her character. If you haven't had a chance to get to know Gail, other than the person that sends you random emails on behalf of the office, I encourage you to do so. She has a heart of gold, and she shares it with people in a multitude of ways that are even outside of her role as office administrator. And the more that I've gotten to know Gail, I know that she shares love with others because she is grateful for all of the ways that God has blessed her. And that's what today's guiding principle and today's readings are all about. We don't share grace, love, and peace with people because it's in our job description and we have to do it. We don't share grace, love, and peace with people because it'll get us a better score on our end-of-life review with Jesus. We share grace, love, and peace with people because God first gives those things to us freely and unconditionally. In fact, the defining characteristic of who we are as Christians is wrapped up in the idea of loving others as God has loved us. Or at least it should be. In our reading from John, we hear Jesus say, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This idea that people will know that we are Christians because of the radical way that we love people was made popular in the old folk tune, which we actually sang a few minutes ago. They will know we are Christians by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. And all reality is, that how it worked out? Are Christians right now really known for our love of all people? Or are we typically identified with loving the people who fit into our nice little neat box of what we expect Christians or people to be? Have you ever heard someone say, "Man, you know what? I wish those Christians would cool it already. They're just downright annoying with how much they love people and how graceful they are and how peaceful they are." I know I haven't. It reminds me of a quote that's attributed to Mahatma Gandhi. He's quoted as saying, "I don't reject Christ. I love Christ. It's just that so many Christians are so unlike Christ." It's not always easy to share love with others, especially when we have been hurt in the past. But showing grace, love, and peace can come in a multitude of ways. Sometimes the loving thing to do is to set boundaries so that no further harm can be done. Sometimes love is withholding a snide remark or a quick judgment of someone else, and then trying to find out why we defaulted to that response in the first place. Sometimes showing love is giving people the benefit of the doubt, even if society or our peers tell us not to associate with them. And the good news is that as tough as this task seems, we have a role model and a model for what this love looks like. It starts on page one of the Bible, where we hear that God so loves, that God creates. God speaks creation into existence and continues day after day to provide for that creation. And then throughout the whole rest of the Old Testament, those Hebrew scriptures, we hear about how even when we humans don't reciprocate that love to God, God still continues to seek us out and never let us go, and reminds us that we are loved unconditionally. And the pinnacle of our model of love comes in the life and in the teachings of Jesus that we read about in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where we see what loving others out of the love that God gives us, we see it in action, in the flesh. And hopefully, you too have encountered someone in your life who has been a great role model for what sharing grace, love, and peace can look like in practice. It won't be easy, and we will often fail. But like anything that is practiced, it gets easier a little bit over time. Remembering the abundance of grace, love, and peace that God continues to shower on all of us each and every day, let us say thank you to God for that by sharing the same grace, love, and peace with everyone we meet. We love because God first loved us. We love because God first loved us. We love, we love, we love because God first loved us. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.